hello, my man down here in Florida. Been up early, training, talking about news, reading over 200 executive orders that got signed.
Well,
I've got
to say something here this morning. You know, back in the wee hours of the morning in the 70s when Jimmy Carter took office, it was very depressing. And he was the worst president we've had in a long time until Biden.
Yeah.
Biden.
I think he took the cake.
No. His crime family getting pardoned yesterday.
I saw it. You guys have seen that now.
Right.
Yeah. His entire family got a full blanket pardon.
Well, they have to because they're all involved with his money laundering scheme in Ukraine and everywhere else.
I mean, you can't look much more guiltier than pardoning your entire family.
I'm surprised he didn't cover the aunts and the uncles and everybody, you know.
I think it's like his 12-year-old, you know, granddaughter was in there too. I'm just kidding. But like, I mean, come on.
But this is a really interesting one. You know, they was talking about what happened with Ronald Reagan. It says, you know, to quote a legendary political ad, it's morning again in America.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It did feel good this morning.
It feels the same way that it did. Now, I know a lot of it's rhetoric, and I know he can't do a lot of the stuff he wants to do, but he sure put a lot of executive orders out yesterday, including pardoning all the January 6th people.
We're going to get into that in a minute.
Yeah,
I got to go over some stuff.
And it says, to quote a legendary political ad, it's morning again in America. This is with Reagan. President Donald Trump's America, that is. The patriotic 1984 slogan won Ronald Reagan a second term, and Trump's inaugural speech and so much of his campaign mirrored Reagan intentionally and coincidentally. Trump spoke calmly as he execrated the Biden administration, saber-rattled our enemies, and reminded us all that America powers its supremacy and exceptionalism. The golden age of America begins right now. Bam! What an absolute banger of an opening line. It's exactly what a weary populace, beaten down for years by a Democratic Party that has nothing but contempt for this country, so badly needed to hear. That's true. This is a great article from Daily Mail. The Donald Trump we saw on Monday is markedly different than the one inaugurated 8 years ago. Even his critics would have to agree. Trump has matured, and 47 will be very different than 45. You know, it just goes on and on and on. This whole ad, it says, just look at his necktie, interwoven blue and a red from that distance. Red is purple. In case we didn't get the message, my proudest legacy, Trump said, will be as a peacemaker and a unifier. That's what I want it to be. Take that, Barack Obama. Take that, Joe Biden, who sat humiliated as Trump brazenly but softly told us that he was here to fix everything Biden and Democrats had broken. Trump spoke of a thrilling new American era of success and a return of sunlight. Indeed, the parallels with Reagan astonished, much like the so-called great communicator. Trump defeated the one-term Democrat incumbent who led the nation into global retreat and recession. Man, they're really nailing Biden on this Daily Mail article. Like Reagan, whose election guaranteed that Iran would return the American hostages like it had for 444 days, Trump's win guaranteed that Hamas would agree to ceasefire and begin releasing hostages, three on Sunday, one the day before Trump's inauguration, showing Biden for the spineless, senile wreck he is. This is great.
Yeah.
Yes, Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter, weak, feckless, and responsible for America's decline. The only difference between Carter had real morals and ethics. Biden, 15 minutes before leaving office, pardoned his entire family. Not that they were criminals, of course. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Let's make America great again. That was Ronald Reagan in 1980. Who would have had thought that Donald Trump would be his political, philosophical, and spiritual successor? And, you know, I love this article because, you know, so much of what we talked about on the Ted and Austin Barrera show in the past 4 years has been how bad Joe Biden is and what he's done.
And I told you before, we talked about it the other day, I said it was disheartening for a lot of Americans, real patriots, because it was like every time you turned around, some unbelievably anti-constitutional, anti-America, anti-freedom rhetoric or executive order got put into place.
Well, the biggest thing that I've really loathed was the fact that, you know, Biden was senile and somebody else was running the White House.
Right.
And the other thing I really, really hated is you can no longer tell a person if they were female or male. This is
sickening. That went nuts. That was crazy.
That was to the point of complete moral degradation
of
the United States. And then that nightmare on the mandates on the EV vehicles, all these subsidies they've been putting out,
which will all stop now.
Yeah. So, good morning.
Good morning.
The sun has risen in America again. I hope and pray with all of my heart that Donald Trump does what he says he was going to do, which he started that off pretty good yesterday. And I told you, if he does what he says he's going to do, we're going to promote him and support him. If he doesn't, we're going to hold his feet to the fire. But all I can say is I'm so glad that Biden's gone, and I thank God Almighty that Kamala Harris is not in office right now.
Oh, gosh. That would be a nightmare. So, guys, get ready. Buckle in.
I mean, we had another cackling jackass in the White House. Idiot, unbelievable.
She's an idiot.
So unbelievable.
You guys stay strong and healthy. It's time to step it up if you haven't already gotten rolling for this year.
Be complex.
Oh. Well, it's last day of product of the week. Well, I got a new batch in. We actually started to run out yesterday.
We are a health show, by the way.
This is the time to be alive. Don't forget the fact that just because stuff is going on positively doesn't mean you can go on and basically neglect your own health. Continue to stay strong and healthy. And, of course, one of my favorite ones, the Ultimate Focus Stack. Went ahead and threw that on sale for you guys for the next week or so. That's the purple sticks with the attention factor.
Oh, that's
perfect stuff.
That'll tighten you up quick.
Tighten you up real quick. But getting into this, we're going to go over a few of these things today that I told you guys I was going to call it out if they happen. The Inflation Reduction Act, this was an absolute travesty. IRA alone basically talked about all these credits and interest loans and all these different things that they were doing in order to basically promote EVs and green energy. The end of the EV agenda. Now, I'm letting you know this
now. I loathe those things.
I'm going to say this right now. Whether your take on it is you like them, you hate them, you own one, you don't own one, I don't care what it is.
I only know one person that's made that thing work with his own charging station.
I don't give out financial advice, but I will give you some vehicle insight. If you have one right now on any brand manufacturer.
Pray it was a lease,
or I highly suggest you look at liquidating that vehicle very soon.
They can't do that up north right now. It's too cold. All the batteries are dead.
The cars don't run. They're stuck in the garage for a month.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Well, right here, he rescinded the executive order that Biden signed in August 2021 that set to target the 50% zero emission new vehicle sales by the end of the decade, which was asinine, by the way. It wasn't even functional from an infrastructure standpoint.
There aren't any charging stations.
He also got rid of the executive order requiring that by 2035, all government procures are emission-free, meaning every government vehicle had to be an EV vehicle in 10 years from now, 2035.
What about tanks?
Yeah, what about MRAPs? Let me know how well MRAPs work in Afghanistan, you know, 40,000 pounds, but yeah. How hard armor they are. Charging.
You hop in, it says range, 3 miles.
Yeah, you know, they get 3 to 4 miles a gallon. You know, it's crazy. You know, I've always noticed every time, you know, I talk to my guys that have been over the sandbox, they always said in Afghanistan over there, there's a plethora of charging stations.
Oh, they're
everywhere you go. Yeah. There's charging stations everywhere. Here's the big one right here.
Bring your generator truck behind you with diesel tanks.
Charge up. It's so stupid. Another new executive order on here establishes a U.S. policy to eliminate electric vehicle subsidies and eliminate the state fuel emission waivers. That's what California did with a Clean Air Act waiver as a regulatory driver of electric vehicle adoption. You guys know for the last 2 years, 3 years now, they've had these $7,500 credit subsidies on these EV vehicles.
I took your children to BMW the other day to get some ice cream.
Did you?
It was Kendall's birthday.
Oh, is that what you guys are? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I know a bunch of people over there, so they don't care if I go over and get an ice cream cone for the kids. And they washed my car while I was there.
Yeah.
And so the guy wanted me to test drive a new EV. I mean, it was a big old thing. It was like 129,000. It was like an 8 Series or something.
It's a big car. It's a nice car.
130,000.
It was all electric?
Oh, all electric.
100%.
100%.
Oh, boy.
And he said, we really want to get rid of this car.
What was MSRP on it?
$129,000. Now, I drove it. Now, it was nice. It had like 600 horsepower. It was nice. And the problem with it was that, you know, the range was 250 miles, and that was nice.
What's the year from now, 2 years from now?
He had one that was a year old. They were selling it for $55,000.
A year old?
Oh, yeah. It dropped
less than half price?
About $70,000 down.
That's before the electric vehicle government subsidies.
So if you're ever going to buy something like that, which I really recommend that you did not, make sure you do that on a lease. And that way you could turn that thing back in have fun with this thing.
Well, a lot of times, I'm not a big fan of leases in most cases, but some of the leases on the EV vehicles are so stinky cheap.
Well, they had that one Chevrolet. I forgot which one it was. They were leasing it for 2 years, no money out of pocket, $7,000. That was it.
And that covered your whole 2-year lease.
Yeah, and then that was it. And after that, you give it back to them, hand them the keys.
That's because it wasn't worth anything.
Well, because it's not worth anything.
Yeah.
And then you got to deal with the disposal of lithium batteries, which are incredibly toxic.
Now, here's the big one, guys. I told you I was going to bring
ready,
this
guys.
Up if he did it, because this is one of the biggest things. The new president followed through on the promise to pardon the January 6th hostages.
Said he did all. He either could pardon them all or commuted their sentences.
Roughly 1,500 were all pardoned or commuted who were charged in connection with the event while commuting the sentences of 14 others.
And they're still waiting trial over hundreds
those
more.
Those who have been pardoned include the former Proud Boys leader Enrique Torrijo. This was a big one, guys. This was a guy that essentially set up a lot of the protest that was over there. And whether you like him, whether you like his rhetoric, whether you like what he's talked about, whether you agree with him, that's besides the point. They sentenced the man to 18 years in a federal penitentiary
How about the guy with the eye patch? Did they pardon him, too?
Yeah, I think Joe Biggs is on there, too.
No, that wasn't Joe Biggs.
Where's the
else?
Other guy? Yeah. I'm just going through this morning.
Okay, let's do it.
But so the thing about this was, though, this was one of the most insane aspects of invasion of people's rights and a complete and total destruction of the rule of law when you had the January 6th, essentially, protest that was utilized by the federal government, by the DOJ, and weaponized. They said here, essentially, the Trump pardon, the January 6th defendants, was issued hours after Biden issued a slew of his own preemptive pardons. So not surprising here. And then another one, border migration. You guys saw this. Trump issued 10 executive orders on border security, including national emergency declaration to pave the way for military deployment on the border and completion of the border wall. This should have already been done for a while. He reinstates the Remain in Mexico.
Stuart Rhodes,
that's who it was. Ends catch and release of illegal immigrants. Designates cartels a foreign terrorist organization, pauses refugee resettlement, ends birthright citizenship, and brings back the death penalty for certain crimes against federal agents. The stopping, catch, and release and re-implementing policies such as Remain in Mexico and those seeking asylum will no longer be able to live and work in the United States while waiting for adjudication for their claim. This is one of the main reasons why we've had such a level of insanity with crime in the United States now for people that have come here illegally, is they come in, they get busted, they go on the app, they give them a court date. Oh, by the way, you came across the border, you know, December 2024. Oh, you've got a court date, a notice to appear, January 2029. So you have 4 years now to do anything you want and then essentially go to a court date if you decide you want to go. These policies have increased some of the most insane criminal activity from illegals in the United States that we've ever witnessed, and it needed to stop. Another one here, too, that was on here that I've seen in a two-sex policy is now enacted. Trump signed an order. And the sad part about this is that Trump actually had to do this. This is how insane it had gotten here in the United States. Trump signed an order to create a new U.S. policy on gender. As of today, it will be henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there will only be two genders, male and female. That's exactly what you brought into. It goes into here as far as the definition. It said federal governments. Here's this one. I love this one. The federal government will no longer be allowed to promote gender ideology and will revoke Biden's administration effort to expand the Title IX to include gender identity. The EO also protects women's privacy in intimate spaces such as bathrooms and changing rooms while safeguarding against enforcing pronoun policies to encroach on free speech. The fact that he had to do this and it needed to be done is insane to me, but I am really glad these brought back women's privacy and protection as far as in their own areas. This got so far out of hand with what we saw. Can't even make some of this stuff
up. You know, the thing about it is
– it really was crazy.
No, it's just – no, this whole thing with the transgender garbage.
Well, and grown men going in bathrooms and changing rooms with girls.
No, you know, and grown men running around in little mini skirts, I mean, with hairy legs. I mean, this is – and I know they're going to kill – I know the cross-dressers have been around for a long time. I know we have people that have, you know, problems with their mind and they're on psychiatric meds. I got it. But it's just enough. But having the federal government get involved in
exactly
that
right.
And making it law that you got to stay there and support these people –
you got to identify them with their pronouns they demand.
And, you know, and the problem I've got with the whole thing, what they do, it's not that you have to accept a person for being like gay or a tranny. They want you to embrace
there
it.
You go.
And love it and support it. You know,
and can't question it or
no.
can't disagree with it.
No.
That was the biggest
no.
thing that got me. When the federal government got involved in this, it was you can't disagree with it.
I can't disagree. Just look this one up. This is good. January 6th prisoners, including Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes, released
good.
After Trump pardons.
Yeah, 20 years or 20 or 22
18 years.
Years.
Federal yeah. prisoners convicted of the Capitol attack on January. Okay, this is a lie. Federal prisoners who were wrongly convicted of a Capitol attack that never happened on January the 6th began to be released overnight After President Donald Trump approved pardons for nearly 1,600 people, Trump also commuted the sentences of 14 defendants that included Stuart Rhodes, the former leader of Oath Keepers militia, who had received the second longest sentence of 18 years for his role in the riot. There was a riot. Rhodes left a federal prison in Cumberland, Maryland, early Tuesday. Think about that. How many people were there to support him when he came out? I would have loved to have been there shaking that man's hand. Relatives Enrique Torrio, you already mentioned him, former leader of the Proud Boys, received the longest sentence of 22 years for seditious conspiracy. Because he crested, said they expected his release on Tuesday. These people have been destroyed, Trump said, returning to the Oval Office. What they've done to these people is outrageous. Neither Rhodes nor Torrio entered the Capitol, but they were convicted of seditious conspiracy for helping to coordinate what was going on.
That was insane.
There
have been stinking pedophiles that have raped children that have gotten less sentencing than that. Stinking pedos that should have gotten the wood chipper. And you got guys like these that literally were questioning and pushing the protest to January 6th, and they got 22 years. That was insanity to me.
The list of those receiving clemency included 14 people receiving commutations to end their sentences, including top members of two far-right militia groups, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boy. Oath Keepers were led through. That's a Christian organization. It was like to have men be men. Dominic Pizzola, a member of the Proud Boys, who was credited with being the first to break a window, and the others to scramble, though, he had received a 10-year sentence for breaking a window.
Yeah.
He broke a window, and he got 10 years. I think being in jail for 4 years was way beyond what he should have.
And Trump made it. He kept saying this the other day, and he made it a very valid point. He said, I'm going to pardon the January 6th hostages.
Yeah.
And I kept saying that, and I thought about it in my head, and I thought, think about this. You know the election was stolen. You go to January 6th, you protest, you take photos, you walk around. A lot of these guys never did anything as far as, you know, intent and broke anything or as far as vandalism.
And look at the FBI provocateurs.
Yeah, and then the biggest thing that got me about this is they refused to give anybody pretrial release. They made those guys sit in cells in black sites for years on end, and if they wouldn't admit and take a plea deal and admit guilty, they continue to get continuances on their trials and refuse to allow them in court.
There's still about 400 of them like that right now.
Yeah.
And Trump said he wants those people released.
Yeah.
Because they can't pardon them because they haven't been convicted of anything.
No, they've been charged, but they're being held on sites, and they won't give them pretrial release. This is the first time in the United States we have ever witnessed people held for years on end without being able to go to trial.
We have the right to a speedy trial. It's in our Constitution. It's ridiculous.
No, it's because it was in D.C.
District of Columbia.
There you go. That's a whole other topic for another day.
The Rothschild state, the Masonic Lodge state, the state that has the road system set up as a pentagram.
Yeah. That's a whole other topic, but that
black site prisons.
So I'm glad this is going on. A lot of stuff's going to be happening here. And again, but always remember this, guys. Don't come out of the throttle on this. Well, that means from old race days.
He's right.
Don't slow down. Keep pushing back. Keep being boisterous. Keep being strong.
That happened to us last time with Trump. Exactly, we slowed down.
This happened. Everybody got a Trump elected in 16. And what happened? Everybody goes, huh, Trump's elected. We don't have to do anything.
That's right.
We can sit back and chill out and relax. The truth about it is now is the time to get even more aggressive. Now is the time to even push back harder. Now is the time to take the momentum that we have in the United States and start making a difference. Get on different shows. Push shows. Forward our show. Get strong. Get healthy. Go to the gym and start doing some pull-ups and push-ups and sit-ups and
that's
squats.
Right. That's right.
Do something and get active. Because I promise you this, it's not going to be an easy road over the next 4 years. Trump's going to be pushing it. Trump's going to be fighting, but we're going to have to stand our own ground in our own states, in our own cities, in our own communities. These clowns, these cockroaches that have taken over the last
cockroaches.
They're not going to just go away. They may hide under the refrigerator until the lights are off again, but they're not going to go away. They're still going to be here. And remember, it is so important that we continue to remember what men like us are required to do as far as pushing back and standing back against evil. Because so many men now have gotten this concept where they think everything's always supposed to be just easy, 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 easy all the time. I don't want conflict. I don't want anything to happen. I don't want to have any issues happening. I want everything to be easy. Our bodies as men were not designed to be easy. We weren't designed to be lazy. We weren't designed to be slothful. We're designed to be in conflict. We're designed to get aggressive. We're designed to stay strong. We're designed to accomplish things. We're designed to go out every day and make a difference in the world. Always remember that, my friends, because right now it is that time. We have momentum. Push back. I honestly wasn't sure what Trump was going to do. I was a little I wasn't sure if he was going to go in and just, I'm president now. Hoo-dah, hoo-dah. Dude, I got to give him credit. That was a long day for him yesterday.
You know, it's interesting. Robert David Steele, who had been on our show several times before he passed away with COVID, I personally think they killed him on purpose. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I liked him. He had some things he did and some other things he did that I didn't care for. But overall, we had him on as a guest several times. He said that Trump was the accidental president in 2016, that Hillary Clinton was supposed to win.
Well, you saw that with Time Magazine of the Year. But I'm president. I'm sorry.
And what happened is when he got into the White House, he really didn't know what he was doing. But now he's been the president 4 years. He's watched Biden drag us down a slippery slope into hell. And now he's saying, you know what? I know what I'm supposed to do now.
Well, dude, he's combat hardened now for 4 years. He's been in the trench for 4 years now, not as the president anymore.
And they prosecuted him. He's in court.
Oh, yeah. He's still dealing with this.
He needs to be. Personally, if I was him, my next thing today would be to pardon myself for anything that they ever thought I did. So this whole thing will stop and the rhetoric will stop. Because what you want to do is do it as quickly as you can. I remember Bobby Bowden used to say with Florida State, if you're going to drop in the polls and you're going to basically lose momentum, make sure you do it at the beginning of the season so you can recapture yourself in the polls if you want to be national champion.
Yep.
And if Trump wants to be remembered as the greatest president of the history of the world, which I hope he can be, I hope he does what he says he's going to do. That's also going to start with Kennedy, by the way, and what Kennedy does with these vaccines. This absolute just abomination of these hundreds of vaccines that are in the pipeline for manufacturing now with no liability exposure to the manufacturers needs to stop. They need to rescind that executive that what Reagan did back in the 80s and make these guys liable for damages if people get hurt from these vaccines. That'll stop this garbage. What do you got?
This is the Madame President commemorative edition recalled.
You know,
House for 2016.
Does it make me a bad person when I see a picture of Hillary Clinton that I want to start vomiting violently?
No, I'm getting quite nauseous, to be honest with you. My stomach's actually upset. I was in a good mood. We got to pull her off. I don't want to look at her anymore.
That's why everybody. But what happened is the people voted so strongly in all the precincts all over the country to keep the witch Clinton from being in office that Trump won the election in 2016. Remember, she went berserk. Remember, she got drunk. Sort of throwing things, slipping over the tables.
Yeah, they tried to interview her. She was belligerent. She couldn't even do an interview.
Well, she was drunk. But if you ask her, but if you ask her, she'll say, "I wasn't drinking."
Yeah.
Okay. I always like that with drunks.
Slurry,
No, this is funny. You know, you talk to somebody who's been drinking, and you know they're drunk. They can't walk. They can't talk. You say, "Well, how many drinks did you have?" "I don't drink. I had nothing." And you're like, "Yeah, okay, you're on something." "No, I'm not. Well, I had a glass of wine." "No, you had a couple bottles of wine." This is ridiculous. Why are you acting like this?
I got to put this up there. So, you know, I mean, the.
Oh, no, here we go.
Inauguration Day, 11:59, 2025. Inauguration Day, noon, 2025.
That's terrible. Awesome.
That's great, bro. That is epic. I mean, you gotta say, this is the United States back again. And I know we're going to deal with a bunch of crap, but it is nice to actually have somebody that's actually wanting to maintain a constitutional republic.
The rhetoric that we're getting from the White House is exactly what we got the first time Trump was elected. And Austin said this earlier, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I don't want the country going down the road that it was going down with Joe Biden. I don't. I want the country to be great again. I want the people in the world to respect the United States of America. This time, like Austin said earlier, we've got to keep the throttle turned down. We can't take a hand off the throttle. If you've ever ridden motorcycles, you know what I'm talking about. You come out of a corner and you throttle it back down again because you've got to win the race. We've got to keep Trump's feet to the fire and his cabinet's feet to the fire and these judges' feet to the fire and all these unbelievable prosecutors that have got completely away with doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Now, nuts.
Every one of them need to be terminated. All of them.
We used to have the old motto back when I used to race motocross. It says, when you're in doubt, throttle out. I mean, if you're not sure if somebody's pushing you, if you're in a corner and somebody's coming after you, just throttle out as hard as you can. You got nothing to lose at that point.
I remember that one time you were in that corner, and I don't know if it was Dalton or somebody else, and you got one of you guys throttled out, man. You hit the other bike.
Oh, yeah. That was
big
Dane City race. I mean, he wrecked a lot motocross. That's the biggest thing. I mean, if you're going to do it, it's going to happen. Just throttle out as hard as you can to get out of it.
Sometimes you got to put the pedal to the metal.
I've had it too far. But sometimes, you know, you're coming through corners, you're coming on a tabletop, you're about to hit a double, and you're getting sideways or something's getting squirrely. Sometimes you just got to hit the throttle harder.
Well, you know, it's like sitting in a racetrack. Like they have a really good quarter-mile run down there by Bradenton.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember you get there. And I had a Corvette one time. I'm running the Corvette. And I remember I was watching the tree light up. You know, it was red, then yellow, then green, and boom, you hit it. And I remember I was racing a – what was that guy's? What kind of car did he have?
GTR.
GTR. And I may have been in something else besides a Corvette. But the reality is I remember – I told him, I said, well, I want to see this thing. He said it's running an 8-second quarter.
Yeah, on street tires.
On street
tires. With no prep.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, whatever.
I want to see this. If you, I mean, you're.
No, I told him, I said, I'm really looking forward to it. So I remember the tree changed, boom, 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 green, and he jumped.
Yep.
He jumped on yellow.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, that's great. So
he made an eighth of a mile.
No. Something blew up.
Smoke coming out of the hood. I was like, well, there you go.
They had to drag him off with a tractor.
Oil everywhere.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Track down.
Clean everything.
Cat litter it. Sweep it up. Scrub the track. I was like.
So sometimes you have a situation where the car fails or the driver fails. But the reality is that doesn't mean that he wasn't trying. Do the best you can as often as you can.
He gave it his all.
He gave his all.
The GTR just wasn't
He had the little GTR hat. Little GTR badge, little GTR. Do you remember that? Had the little GTR jacket.
He gave it everything he had in that thing. I don't know if it was a tranny or what it was in those cars.
Oh, I don't think he was a tranny.
No, I didn't say he was a tranny.
Transmission.
Yeah, man, Cook, those GTRs. I remember when they first
I didn't see any trannies running that day, though. No, transgenders. I didn't see any of those guys down there.
I remember when I was obsessed with those GTRs when they first came out from Nissan back in the days. You know, I was always
self-healing paint. Remember that?
The self-healing paint. That was my favorite one though. So when they first came out with it, is they said, if you do the launch control that's activated on the dash that you're allowed to do, it invalidates your warranty because the transmission will blow up.
It's true.
What? So I buy the car, I launch it, the transmission grenades. And now you won't cover it because it's not under warranty for a factory option. And they got flack for that. They had to go back in and redesign the entire transmission that next year. I think Porsche or somebody helped them redesign the transmission.
I remember we were looking at one, and the guy goes, this car has self-healing paint.
Yeah.
I looked at him, I said, self-healing paint. He goes, yes, if you take your key and you key the car.
It'll heal itself. It'll go back together and heal itself.
And I looked at the guy, and I said, I believe. You believe that. But I
told him, I said,
all.
You may have PPF on here. You may have paint protection film, you know, so it'll scratch and you can peel the film off and the paint's still protected. Paint's not healing itself. Oh, no, those expensive options.
Self-healing paint.
I was like, well, you're the only manufacturer in the entire world that's ever come up with self-healing paint. So kudos to you, Nissan.
Well, that was funny. But Nissan's in trouble anyhow. They may not even make it through the 2025 year because they're cash flow crunch, yeah. Nissan may be done.
Well, the problem is, and a lot of it, Ford's running this to the two, is they put so much of their cash flow in these EV vehicles, and they're not moving.
A couple months ago, I was looking for a car for my daughter.
Yeah,
and we didn't know what to get, so we thought they had this little. I think it was called a Nissan Leaf or whatever it's called.
The Leaf.
Yeah, and I remember we got
sounds
there.
Really massive.
No, we got there, and we said, "Do you have a Leaf in stock?" And he goes, "Leaf." He goes, what is that? I said, it's one of your cars. He goes, oh, yeah. We had one of those traded in here used. We got rid of it as quick as we could.
Please take me.
Let's see if they got it. Let's see if I find
it. Nissan Leaf?
Yeah, look it up. See if it's
pulled
see if
pull it up real quick.
Nissan Leaf. But it's so funny. It was just, no, it was so funny. And so the EV vehicles have gone the way of the dyno. And now we're basically in a situation that the dinosaur EVs. We're going to be stuck with these things now.
Well, no. The problem is everything continues to progress in these companies. They went the way of Sony. They put all their chips in with these CDs, essentially. This is what these EV cars are. Their technology has been around for a very long time that has no infrastructure that nobody really wants, and everything's continually adapting. If they come in – and now some companies have started to do this now. They're switching away from the EV and they're doing hybrid systems where they have true internal combustion engines that are reliable, and they have battery systems with charging systems, and they never have to touch a plug.
No,
they'll charge the batteries while they drive.
Now, that one car, that BMW, they didn't have that. It was all electric or all gas, no hybrid.
And that is the biggest mistake that these manufacturers have put together, is they thought this is something everybody wanted because the government jumped on it. They thought the government was going to force everybody to buy it, which they tried to do with this mandate. You know, and so what's happened is now, wherever it was, you know, they look at this. By 2035, because you got to think from a car manufacturer. If the federal government comes in and they says by 2035, we're going to mandate that every single vehicle we buy from you on our government contract is going to be EV. You as a vehicle manufacturer go, all right, I might as well start putting some money in this. The federal government's going to fund this. They're going to be backed. We start getting treasury checks, you know, for our EV vehicles. And now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, by the way, we're not doing that. So, sorry for all the infrastructure.
There's hundreds of billions of dollars in infrastructure.
Oh, gosh. And it's a failure. But we got to remember, it never was about being green. It was about controlling every aspect of where you do, where you go, what you drive, and everything, and being able to control how far you can drive.
Klaus Schwab.
Oh, it's peak hours right now. Your charging station will only do 70%. 70%, it's only 200 miles. I can barely get back to where I'm going. It's okay. You can get back, just back to home. And then if you get home, you got to remember, you posted that pesky Facebook meme 2 days ago. Yeah, you're going to be suspended for 72 hours from your charging system. It's just, sorry, bud, it's science. We're not going to let you do it.
Science. No, but they call Fauci said. They call Fauci Mr. Science.
Yeah, it's what they always do. It's science. You can't argue with science. So, again, I'm glad this is happening right now. A lot of stuff we're going to be covering, a lot of stuff that's been moving. But most of the
– Well, and all of these illegal migrants that have come across the border, they got to be sweating bullets right now, Austin. They really do. I mean, if Trump was willing,
you got to remember though, a lot of they put in the thing when I read about it, it's not that they're just going after anybody that's here illegally. They're primarily going after people that have a criminal record here and they're illegal because they're already registered in the system as criminals. They've already been either charged or arrested or convicted, and so they're going in now. And they're saying you absolutely have zero significant useful purpose here in the United States. All you have done is clogged up the legal system. All you have done is hurt American citizens. All you have done is basically, you know, sucked on the American bottle, so to speak. And so
good catch, Austin.
And so again, they're going, there's no useful purpose for you here. You need to go back to where you came from. Because there are a lot of people here that came here for a better life, that wanted to work, that wanted to do things. And there's a big difference. And so a lot of people, I think, they're realizing this is
Well, you know, we did the whole article the other day. It was talking about how the population of the United States without proper immigration will not maintain itself, and that the bulk of the population right now that's been here for several generations, they're not reproducing. So many of the children that I know now of people that basically have had a bunch of kids aren't having babies. I had a friend of mine I talked to the other day, and she was one of eight children, you know, and her father and her mother have zero grandchildren, Austin, zero. And that's probably because all eight of them got so sick of being in such a big family, decided not to have any kids. I guess that happened to my mom, by the way. Her mom was one of 12 children in Germany. And when my mom got when she got married, my mom's mom, she had like one child, and that was it. She says, "We're not doing this again. That was too much work." And, you know, having kids is a handful. They're pretty good until they get to about 12, and then teenage years start, and then you got to deal with all that. And then they go into like this comatose situation where they don't come out of it until they're in the early 20s. Sometimes they never come out of it. And so kids can give you the greatest joy of your life and also cause you the greatest. Okay, what do you got?
He goes, "Why is the Nissan Leaf so cheap?" This is on Reddit.
There you go.
"It's a small car, has small range, slow charging, not quick, no redeeming value or qualities. But hey, if you use it to go around town, it works great."
They tell you not to use it on the interstate.
No, apparently it's really bad.
It weighs like 2,000 pounds. Well,
it's 38,000 here new, and I saw a couple used ones.
That's ridiculous.
2014 is $2,000, 90,000 miles.
$2,000?
Yeah, you can't even buy a car that cheap anymore. Yeah. Oh, this one's $3,900. 45,000 miles, $3,900.
That's what, $2,300.
2022 is 15, so I mean, 10,000 miles. Jeez.
Just please buy me.
Golly.
But the thing about it is when they put, you know, $2,000 in trade and they turn around and sell it for 15, which they may have done, I'm not saying that, then they make good money on it if they can flip it.
128-mile range. You can't even go to Tampa and back.
Well, you can, but you got to push.
Use them feet, boy.
You got to push it. But first you got to get the dollies out of the trunk because the wheels are locked.
The wheels lock up.
So you have to push it. So you're doing this, trying to push it on dollies. Oh, so you have to have God. You have to have about four people trying to control the direction of the car while you push it.
That sounds miserable.
And that's why when people buy these things and they run out of fuel, run out of electricity on the interstate, they're like, "Oh, what have I done?"
Well, I told you, what one of my real good friends got a very successful towing company here in Central Florida. He now invested. He said it's been very lucrative. He invested in basically instead of just the rollbacks and the tow trucks, because those have been really good. He said the problem is the Teslas are a nightmare to pull up on the rollbacks and drag them. He said so now he basically has one of his tow trucks. They converted it into a diesel generator with a high-speed charging system on it. So now people are on the side of the road. They call him and say, "Hey, I'll be there in 30 minutes. I'll give you 50-mile charge. It's going to be $500. He's going to drive out there, go charge him.
You know, if that happened to me, excuse my
the
language.
Car wouldn't
no,
come home.
No, I would be so pissed.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Here's the dealership. Like, here's the keys. Let me know what you're paying me for it.
Oh, by the way, on the way back to that from the track that day, Corvette blew a main seal. Just thought I'd mention that.
You're driving it too hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't even driving it, but we won't go there today. And you were driving that one.
Me?
And
I'm not hard on cars.
No, it turned into mosquito fogger, oil everywhere. It went right back to Chevy. It never came back to my house again. I said, you know, I'm done. It's just too much.
Well, you know, it happens.
But it had a blower on it, so that was the interesting thing.
Big
about
supercharger.
It.
Why do you got to throw me under the bus?
It wasn't your fault the Maceo blew. I mean, you were.
I'm not easy on cars.
Well, you know, you say, well, how fast were you going? And my response
to Austin, I don't recall. It was track day. We pushed things hard.
Yeah, we did.
That's funny.
So we shoot guns and we race cars at the track. We do all that kind of crazy stuff. And Austin was saying that you have to have real men in the United States again. I've talked to so many people in this crazy dating world, and these women say there aren't any more men today. All the real men, the good ones, are all married. And all the rest of them, basically, they don't even know if they're male or female. It's sad. It really is.
This is switching gears. I want to show you guys this.
No comment on the male or female man?
No. I just saw this one. You already know my stance on that. Come on. We've got executive order. We're back cool with the federal government on this. People ask a lot. I have people email me asking me about why we have manufacturers that make two completely different formulas. And how, if we cut out Red 40 in the United States, it's going to cost so much more money. Guys, this is Kellogg's Fruit Loops. Look at the United States ingredient list.
Hydrogenated coconut, soybean, cottonseed.
Look at the German list. Flour, wheat, oats, corn, sugar, glucose syrup, salt, fruit and vegetable concentrate. Oh, my gosh.
Carrots and cherries.
None have Red 40. Natural citrus aroma with natural flavors and color from keratin. Wow. I can't get at all this. Hydrogenated soybean oil, hydrogenated coconut oil, hydrogenated cottonseed oil, Red 40, Yellow 5, Blue 1, Yellow 6, BHT.
Unbelievable.
Corn flour blend. Look at that. Notice the difference. This one's 79% flour, wheat, oats, corn. This one is all corn flour blend, all GMO corn. This is why I told you it won't cost more money for these manufacturers to produce a clean formula.
They already have the formula.
They do this on purpose. They already have a clean formula. Why produce this that probably tastes a lot better, is a lot healthier for you, when you can produce this that's going to keep people sick as crap all the time?
I'm going to talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. We put this together, and we made it right. You can read the ingredients on it. And we made sure that we tested it, but it took an entire year to do this.
Oh, yeah.
It took a year. That's why I had taken 8 cases of the old Purple Sticks home with me, bought them from the company. But if we at Health Masters can put a product together at this high quality, why can't
Kellogg's
do it?
But notice, Canada doesn't even have any food coloring in it. They still have the hydrogenated vegetable oil. India, they don't have hardly anything in that. They got black carrot extract. They got refined, wheat flour, no hydrogenated oil again, multi-flour mix, Germany. But yet the United States has the absolute worst ingredient list, and you wonder why we're the sickest country in the world.
Well, you wonder why the kids are also sick.
It talks about this here, hidden in foods and beyond. This whole article is about why the food coloring has such a problem with the children when they're growing up. So I just wanted to show you guys a real visual depiction of this, why, it's a complete lie when you see these manufacturers going, we can't produce a clean formula. It's going to cost through the roof if we get rid of Red 40. No, it's not. They already do it in 3 different countries, pretty much the rest of the entire world except for us.
Carrie Underwood, I'm so proud of her.
She did good.
Man, she lost her doggone audio, and she sang a cappella. And now but the thing about it is, she can actually sing.
She didn't miss a beat.
I mean, she's a pro.
Her name's not Mariah Carey.
It's not Jessica Simpson's sister. It was her on Saturday Night Live. Remember, they messed her track up, and she sounded like somebody strangling a cat.
I still Mariah Carey. Yeah, Mariah Carey was at that Christmas episode or something. She's on stage. She messed up the lip sync. She wasn't even singing. She gets all mad, stomps off stage, off.
Well, they all lip sync now. I remember years ago, Savannah went to the studio. I gave her a studio record, like 4 or 5. You can watch her on YouTube, by the way. Just put in Savannah Brower, Jesus Take the Wheel, and you'll find her. B-R-O-E-R, Savannah. And what was funny is that, she sang, it was beautiful. And the lady at the studio said, do you want me to make it perfect? I don't think I ever told you this.
Yeah, I remember.
She said, I can take this and make every single note perfect. And I said, well, it won't sound like her anymore. I said, well, it'll still sound like her, but, all the keys will be perfect. And I said, no, I don't want that. I said, I want what she sounds like on the audio.
Yeah.
And we put it on YouTube. And what's interesting about that is, Savannah's got a beautiful voice. So does Carrie Underwood. And so many of these singers now, it all started with Milli Vanilli way back when. and they were basically busted for lip syncing because they couldn't sing. And one of them actually committed suicide over it. It was such a scandal. Now, they all do it, Austin, because they get in that studio and they make their voices sound perfect. And like I said, you know, then you turn off the audio and all of a sudden it's like strangling the cat out back.
I get if you're doing an album and it's a huge album, you're going to tweak a few little things on it. You're going to edit it a little bit. Okay. But this stuff where, I mean, these girls can't even sing and they're just putting them in position.
Okay, footnote. This is important. This is really important.
Footnote.
I have never strangled a cat. I have not done that. Did you have that cat picture, Austin? Can we show the cat picture?
Oh, my gosh. I did not have the cat picture.
Oh, Austin, you got to keep that up.
I can't keep it up, man. It's my work computer. I got things to do. I'm going to stare at that photo. I can't take nothing serious with my photos up.
Well, I'll find it on the next break, and we'll show it on my computer again. But Carrie Underwood's
photo. Why
I love that cat photo. Well, no, and I'm not picking on cats. Well, maybe not really, but maybe a little bit. But, I mean, I had a really great Burmese cat that was
big
amazing.
Big cats, like lions. There's that one place down in Sarasota.
Carrie Underwood sings America the Beautiful a cappella at Trump's inauguration after an audio issue. Yes. Country music megastar, as she is, Carrie Underwood, so happy for her, was to sing America the Beautiful at the second inauguration on Monday. And mere moments before she was ready to sing, audio soundtrack issue nearly derailed everything. That is until the American Idol star belted the song out a cappella. Carrie Underwood's under his decision to sing America Beautiful a cappella following a few moments of tension in the Capitol Rotunda, packed with dignitaries, lawmakers, celebrities, and became evident there was a major technical issue with her background music. I remember one time, I forgot where I was. I think it was up in Charlotte.
Yeah?
I think it was in Charlotte. I was speaking to like 25,000 in a huge arena up there. And I walked out on the platform, and my lapel mic wasn't working.
Oh, boy.
It was done. And I sat there, and the guy comes running up to me and hands me a handheld mic, which I don't like those. Because you can't do it.
Well, you talk with your hands like I do. We're constantly moving.
But I immediately just took the mic from him and did my seminar.
You didn't miss a beat.
Didn't miss a beat. In fact, it was we had one of the highest sales we've ever had.
Did you really?
At that seminar, yeah. And it's crazy because if you're a professional, you lose your power like that, you just move on. What you don't want to do is you don't want to start screaming and yelling and carrying on. She could have broken down, started crying and run off the back. I mean, it makes you look like a nut.
Well, it was the inauguration of Trump's
inauguration
second term.
Of Trump, yeah.
There was no second chances on that one.
But she was, man. And remember I told you guys the other day, it was the only thing I was really interested in watching was Carrie Underwood singing. And I tell you what, I'm so proud of her, Austin. I really, really am. She did a great job.
No, she really did. This is funny, too, now. It says President Trump started purging more than 1,000 appointees from former President Joe Biden's administration overnight, starting with celebrity chef Jose Andres and embattled retired General Mark Milley, who was president of that one. What's funny about this is we talked about this before, and this is – and I do have to agree with Elon Musk on some things, and this is one of them when he talks about the absolute overbloated, insane federal government budget that we have right now, because – you get these individuals in there, and they don't even do anything. This is why one of the first things he's doing is he's calling that basically the federal government appointees or anybody working there, they actually have to start going to work now. I didn't know this until a while back when I was reading about it. There are like thousands of federal government employees.
White House staff, yeah.
That do not go to work. They're still terrified to leave their house, or the excuse is because of COVID, and they go on like Zoom meetings during the day and they run around and they get paid like $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year and do nothing. They're on emails. They're literally on email. They get CC'd on emails.
Now, some people do stuff from home. They actually work.
I didn't say that. I said there's a lot of them that are not doing anything, and there's a reason why.
You know, years ago, I was in graduate school at Florida State. FSU, which hopefully we have a good football team this year because we had no football team last year. And I remember I would go into these state buildings.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm working for this company, this quality, it was called Quality Coffee Service at that time. And Dave was the owner. And I would go into these state buildings and I would solicit, you know, these basically people who made decisions to bring in a coffee service. It's funny because now I don't drink coffee, right? And it was so weird because I'd walk in there and the girls would be in there. I'm not freaking out. They'd be doing their fingernails. I mean, clock all of them. Nobody's on the phone. They were doing their fingernails, doing their nails, polishing their fingernails. And I'm like, what do you guys do? Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, I'm talking dozens, if not hundreds of them, these big offices. And I thought to myself, why is it so bloated with the bureaucracy? Well, what happens is they don't get the job done, so they have to hire more people, Austin.
Correct.
Well, then they don't get the job done. They got to hire more people. And finally, pretty soon, with a department that should have 6 people, there's 30 people.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden, but the 30 people don't get the job, so they got to hire 10 more. Now you got 40 people doing nothing.
Yep.
And I've seen it so much in my life. You know, when you have an employee sitting around doing nothing or on their cell phone the whole time or finishing their fingernails, somebody needs to make some cuts.
Well, and that's why in businesses, especially if you run your own business or you own a small business, you have to have incentive-based a lot of stuff where you give people a little bit and say, hey, you're working here more, you're doing this more. You know, you're giving people that. When you just simply go, I'm going to pay you X amount of money per year, doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter if you show up to work. Doesn't even matter if you perform. Quite frankly, we don't even care if we see you. You're just going to get a check every single
week. Reminds me of that Seinfeld episode with George Costanza. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They hired him because he was handicapped. And he'd get under the desk and take a nap.
I forgot.
You remember that? Where were you?
Find him.
No, he's under his desk taking a nap.
In the bathroom. Oh, okay.
And he had a private bathroom because he was handicapped.
Yeah.
At the end, he grabs a scooter, picks it up, and runs off with it. I got to admit, I don't watch Seinfeld anymore because he did a really sacrilegious thing one time. Jerry did, you know, against Jesus. And it wasn't on his show. I'm not going to bring it up, but it was bad, and I decided not to watch him anymore. But that was one of the funniest sitcoms I've ever seen.
No, it was.
It was. It really was. But anyhow,
here's another interesting thing. With more and more of these manufacturers now having to slaughter these chickens, they're running into a real cash flow crunch. This is a problem that none of us really talked about. When you got to dispose of, you know, a million chickens here.
It's a lot of money to get rid of them.
Yeah, because what's happened is now some of the stuff, when they get called back, the federal government subsidizes it. But then if you ever dealt with anything with the federal government, it takes a significant period of time. So if you got, say, you had a million chickens that are doing a million eggs a day, just numbers like that, and all of a sudden you got to slaughter half those chickens, now half the eggs are produced, now all of a sudden you've got to wait for months on months on months to get anything back from the federal government, pennies on the dollar, and you had all these contracts that you had to fulfill, it's difficult to maintain cash flow. Now Purdue now is closing another plant facility, laying off over 400 people now at the Monterey plant facility. And they're not really given a direct reason why. They're just saying, saddens the announcement, the Purdue Farms are closing the Monterey plant. And I've seen this now multiple, multiple times. And this is a problem that's starting to get worse and worse now with a lot of these manufacturers, a lot of these, you know, farms that are basically raising chickens, harvesting eggs. And so it's, again, another reason why. Make sure you're keeping some backup food supply, because there are some strange things happening in the food market, not only between the prices, between everything else in between, with a constant excuse to go butcher, you know, 2,000 chickens or 2 million chickens or 200,000.
What do you do with that many carcasses?
I said the same thing.
I mean, they may be using them for dog food or something, but
apparently when they get tested positive, they have to dispose of them. They cannot use them for any type of feed whatsoever.
Yeah, you got to dig a big ditch for 2 million chickens.
That's a mess.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
that's terrible, Austin. That was terrible.
That was about to be a quote from Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yeah. even the worms have to eat along with the buzzards.
Maggots got to eat too, along with the buzzards.
This is awful. This is awful, awful, awful.
It's the truth, though. Also, other news, this is a health story to be aware of. One of the reasons why I tell you guys, make sure you're staying off the glyphosate, especially pregnant women. You need to make sure you eat as clean as possible. Glyphosate, the active ingredient of Monsanto, has now been shown, again, to significantly harm the health of babies in communities over the last two decades. They're going on to say here now, they've looked at it, and they said spurring the introduction of genetically modified seeds by Monsanto in 1996, use of glyphosate has increased by 750% since 1996.
And, well,
you had to be careful with Roundup.
Well, you know, when Bayer bought them, right? You know, Bayer is so big that, you know, they have literally hundreds of attorneys, you know, on staff that get paid whether they sue anybody or defend anybody.
Right.
So what they do, they just sit there and they just keep it in court for decades.
It doesn't matter if they got 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 lawsuits in them. These guys got to get paid. They're already on payroll. They're already making money.
So it's not caught. Remember that movie Blackwater? Remember that? Darkwater.
Darkwaters.
You know, they get this big you know, settlement. You know, X amount of years later, and before they could pay the settlement, they took it back to court again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, here we go again.
Yeah.
And it took a decade to get it. You know, it was just sad.
Because what this stuff does, the human body, it says research from the University of Oregon estimated the maternal exposure to the pesticide reduced the average birth weight of babies and the duration of pregnancy. They went on to talk about here.
It's not a pesticide. It's an herbicide. I wonder why they messed that up.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. It's an herbicide.
No, it is an herbicide. Yeah. You're right. Because the top talks it's herbicide. Mm-hmm. That was a glitch on them. Let them know on that.
One us, buddy.
One us on that one. I was just reading it. But again, it goes into talk about here. I had it pulled up earlier. And it was talking about the impact of glyphosate on birth weights was expected to be up to 12 times larger than the highest group as far as reduction of weight and also basically length of pregnancy. But essentially, these babies were being premature and they're being born underweight.
Let me
get high doses of glyphosate.
Let me explain what one of the reasons that happens.
Yes.
Maybe not the only reason, but one of the reasons. Glyphosate, when we spray it on a plant, it inhibits certain nutrients from being absorbed. And when you put it in your body, it does the exact same thing for certain nutrients. That's why it massively increases different types of diseases and cancer.
You don't absorb the proper nutrients you're taking.
Because you can't. The body won't let you because it's blocked. So what happens with a pregnant mother basically is exposed to glyphosate, her baby can't absorb the proper nutrients.
Nope.
When that happens, because she hasn't absorbed the proper nutrients, the baby has a much lower than expected birth weight. It's sad. It really is. And then there's no telling what's happened as far as fetal brain development.
Yep.
I remember years ago, and it's a sad story. I probably shouldn't mention it, but I knew this one lady. She got pregnant, and I warned her. I said, you got to have folate. You got to have the B vitamins. You got to have all of this stuff. And she was a real sanguine woman. She just laughed about it, thought it was funny. And about 6 months into the pregnancy, baby, basically, they found the baby was going to be stillborn. It had no brain development. Oh, yeah. They had to induce the baby. And it was horrible. And they said it was because you had a massive deficiency in these B vitamins. Your body has to have specific nutrients in certain concentrations high enough to basically sustain your health. I had another lady the other day, Austin. She's got having all kinds of health issues, and I put her on the doggone powdered multiple.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the first things I was
talking about. Oh, no. She called me up yesterday. She goes, what the heck's in that product? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I felt an immediate change.
And let me say this real quick. First off, that product's great for everybody.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
But if you have ever had anything with organs as far as band surgery, gastric bypass surgery, gallbladder removal, anything of the sort, the Ultimate Multiple is a really, really important supplement to throw in your diet because a lot of times you're not digesting or absorbing the nutrients in your food. And most food doesn't have any nutrients, so let's be real.
But I tell you what, I remember I broke my foot, my left foot, my fifth metatarsal about 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, and I remember – I took the powdered multiple. I took four scoops or six. I think it was six scoops a day.
Yeah.
And that thing healed so fast, it was crazy. And the doctor told me, that won't heal. We're going to have to pin it.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm not going to pin my foot. It's not even a display.
Well, same thing when I broke my wrist.
Yeah.
I started hammering. I was doing like four, five, six scoops a day of the multiple.
It was
like that. And so you got to understand, when you start ingesting foods that are massively contaminated with glyphosate, I mean, here's another article here. It talks about it. Toxic effects of glyphosate on the nervous system.
Oh,
this is a recent study just came out again. And what's crazy, Google glyphosate. Can glyphosate be deadly? Can kill humans? Yes, glyphosate can be fatal if ingested. However, the EPA says that glyphosate products used as drastic do not pose a risk to human health. So if I ingest it, it'll kill me. But if I eat it, my food that's been sprayed with glyphosate is perfectly healthy because the EPA said so.
And what they do, again, about a week before they pick corn or pick wheat, they spray it with glyphosate from the air.
Exactly.
And what it does, they use it as a desiccant. It dries out the crops.
They do it on oats and wheat that aren't even GMO, by the way, too.
And so what happens is when they run the combine over it, it increases crop yield. So if it costs $10 an acre to basically spray the stuff with glyphosate, it may yield $30 an acre more when you basically pick it. So they think, I could almost triple my production here. And I'm just taking these numbers. I'm not sure what the actual numbers are. And I could actually save money and make money, more money, on my crop yield. And they don't even think about the fact that they are poisoning the product. And then that product is then sent to the manufacturers and processed, and it still contains glyphosate. That's the problem with bread. A lot of people don't have a gluten sensitivity. They got a glyphosate sensitivity, and they're poisoning themselves because the wheat that they're eating the wheat that was used to manufacture the bread is contaminated with glyphosate, and now you're putting that poison into your intestinal tract, and all of a sudden you end up with, oh, my gosh, I've got gluten sensitivity.
Yeah.
Chances are you don't have gluten sensitivity. Chances are you have a glyphosate toxicity.
The vast majority of people don't have gluten sensitivity.
Some people may.
They did, but the vast majority don't, though.
No, they don't.
You got to think about it. Bread and wheat has been used for thousands of years.
Nobody had gluten problems.
Somebody may have a reaction to it. Okay, but you got to think about it. When that bread's been heavily sprayed with glyphosate and other pesticides and herbicides like that, it causes serious issues.
You know, health masters need to start making bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
We sell bread like a bakery?
I think we need to. What do you guys think? By the way, I'm kidding. Also.
Health masters bakery?
Wait, it sounds pretty good, though.
You know, I wouldn't mind a big blueberry muffin right now. I'm hungry.
Let me tell you a funny story.
I'm hungry.
One time I was in the car with Sharon. This is years and years ago. And she said, anything you want? She had her purse. And I said, yeah, I want a blueberry muffin. And she goes, blueberry muffin, really, Ted? And she goes, I don't have a blueberry muffin. And it was funny because about a week later, she said, anything you want on my purse, Ted? And I said, yeah, I want a blueberry muffin. She pulls out a blueberry muffin and hands it to me. Oh, God, what a wonderful woman.
It's been an early, early morning. Train to the gym at 4:30 to get your appetite going. This is one last story I want to cover, one of the reasons why the B vitamins are so heavily basically stacked in our purple sticks and why the B complex is such a popular product.
By the way, these are methylated B vitamins in the purple sticks. That's why you feel them quick.
More research comes out now talking about the 8 major functions of vitamin B complex and groups who need it the most. The study published in the Neuroregeneration Research in 2016 now is coming back to light. It showed that the vitamin B groups help accelerate nerve regeneration in experimental rats. And it goes into detail in this article, and I'll post it on the website, about B1, B2, B3, B5, the different vitamins or the different B vitamins that are in this. And it says basically elderly individuals, really, really crucial. They're taking B vitamins. Pregnant women, absolutely crucial.
Essential.
I mean, that's essential, especially they have to have
infant neural tube defects.
They have to have a methylated folate. It's got to the one we have, the 5-MTHF, the methyl tetrahydrofolate.
Best one on the market.
I'm telling you right now, if you're pregnant, you're planning on getting pregnant, hammer that stuff.
And well, the truth of the matter is water soluble, so it's very almost impossible to get too much of it.
You better really
if you're deficient on it, it'll show up quick in a pregnancy.
Vegetarians or vegans, if that's the lifestyle you want.
I'd rather have a steak between
more power to you. You got to have it. This is like essential. Like you have to have B vitamins to function and live as far as these categories. Another one says people with unhealthy lifestyles, especially people that drink alcohol, also a big one, and also individuals that basically drink a lot of stimulants, because a lot of times people don't realize high doses of caffeine, like coffee, not like the purple six, but like coffee and other ones, it strips minerals out of your body. It also pushes electrolytes out of your body. And B vitamins are water soluble. They do not store and build in the body. They flush out. So that's why it's so important to choose high quality B vitamin complex like these that are methylated that really, really work really, really fast. And the multiple powder has it in it too.
Fantastic product. Multiple powder because we don't have to use any flow agents because there's basically zero. Flow agents is what we have to use in order to get stuff into capsules.
Plant cellulose capsules.
Yeah, and our capsules are the best we can get. But the reality is if you don't have flow agents or anything else in the product, like the powdered multiple, it goes into your system so fast. Like that lady said to me, she goes, I felt the difference immediately. She goes, I feel great.
Well, I've had people like – and this is just a heads up. It doesn't happen a lot, but I've had people that have had like really unhealthy diets, and they take the ultimate multiple powder on an empty stomach. And they tell them, like, dude, my stomach's kind of like it feels weird. Like, I'm not really upset or sick. It just feels weird. I said, dude, that's because you just took a whole boatload of B vitamins your body is not used to right now. Now, once you start taking them, they work great.
It's always better to take your supplements a little bit
with food. And they digest and they absorb better when you take them with food. But, like, this photo right here at the top, if the B vitamins look like this.
Don't buy them.
They're stamped out, covered in, you know, basically shellac. Don't buy them.
These are
99% of the stuff at Walmart and GNC.
Ours are powder and capsules.
Dude, you can literally go in, and I mean, take these out. This is my personal bottle. You can open up these capsules or leave them in the capsule and drop them wide and wide. I've done it for you. Drop it. Leave it right in the capsule. Drop it right in a glass of water.
I'll break that capsule open. Here, put it on top of this. Watch this. This is why the product's
powder.
Here. Now watch. Powder. Powder and capsules, so it doesn't. The product doesn't have to break down and dissolve.
Powder.
It's powder. That's why our supplements work. Almost every single product we make, except for sustained release.
Woo! I can smell those are B vitamins.
Well, they're strong.
They're strong. And that's the you'll find methylated B vitamins. They will turn you up. You'll feel really good on.
Well, they're like the spark plugs on an engine.
They are.
You know, because the B vitamins will power the Krebs cycle, the citric acid cycle, or ATP. Without B vitamins, you can't produce energy.
No.
So now you get weaker and weaker and sicker and slower and dumber and all of a sudden you feel like, oh, I feel awful, you know? And you start taking that powdered multiple or the B complex.
Yep.
You go, wow, this is great.
Hey, thanks, my friend. Stay strong today. Keep it going. Thank you for supporting the show, Health Masters. You need to take B complex on sale. I'll stock up on it. Call us if you need anything. We appreciate you, my friend. Stay strong. We'll talk to you tomorrow as always.
It's morning in America, guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I love praying for you. And I just pray that God Almighty, the administration does what they say they're going to do and continue to do what they say they're going to do. And I pray that you guys continue to pray for us. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for supporting Health Masters. Because if it wasn't for you guys being here with us, we wouldn't be here. And so thank you for the support. Thank you so much to my 3%ers, but 3% of people who watch the show who have to buy support us. Thank you so much. And by the way, stay strong. And remember, you've got to always love Jesus.